Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm. Maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's June 4th, 2021, and this is episode 90 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled onto the podcast and you're wondering what this is all about, I guess I should let you know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I really like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring the theme of starting your own firm and building the business that you want. It's been a short week because of the Memorial Day holiday in the U.S. on Monday, and I wasn't able to co-host our normal Context and Clarity live conversation with Catherine McPhail and a special guest because my son graduated from high school yesterday. However, I want to say a big thank you to Catherine McPhail for filling in yesterday and hosting Context and Clarity conversation on a topic that I know is very important to her, saying no. I closed out yesterday's podcast episode by saying that if you aren't saying no, you're not building the firm you want. You're doing the work that others want you to do. I hope the conversation yesterday inspired you to get better at saying no and that you picked up some tips and some wisdom from the rest of the CNC community. I guess saying no probably falls into the category of practice, and it's a practice that almost all of us need to get better at. If that's you and you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 89. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you're not a Facebook person, I still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group and think about adding to the live conversations that we have every weekday afternoon. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll stick to our daily context and clarity conversation format, but we're going to go from saying no to getting to yes. Oh, the irony. When I say getting to yes in this context, what I'm really talking about is getting clients to say yes. And not just any clients, but the right clients, your ideal clients. So today's question is, how do you find the work that you really want to be doing? That can be a really hard question. A common thread that runs through all of the topics in this week's theme is really the idea of being intentional. Making the decision to be intentional about starting your own firm, being intentional about what you work on next, about setting priorities, being intentional about saying no and controlling your own work. Today, we'll talk about being intentional about the projects you work on and the clients that you work with. I've started running a challenge about once a month to help architects get clear on who their ideal client is and why, on how to align their services with the most pressing needs of those clients, and how to talk about all of this in a way that matters to your ideal clients. The next question from every architect is always, okay, now how do I find these clients? Yep, that's the big question. And if it were easy to answer, I wouldn't be in business. It's one part John Nash, one part Perry Mason, and one part Leo Burnett. Sorry, you may have to do some Googling for that one. For me, it's all about connecting the dots, but I want to know how you find the work that you really want to be doing. Get ready to spill the beans, because that's what we'll talk about today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations, and we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern, so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.